Kilai in Perik Beis Mishneches, Ein Somchin L'Steisvua, Chardel V'Charia. One is not allowed to, so we're going to go the way the Rav learns, that in your own field, do not put next to the edge of the field, which is your friend's field, Chardel, which is mustard, or Charia, safflower. So these types of vegetables damage other vegetables that are nearby. So even though technically it's not a problem of kilayim to put your vegetables of different species at the edge of your field next to your friend's vegetables, like we said previously, chardol is different because of maris ayin. Why? Because people won't think that you did this. People will, because chardol, since it damages, why would a neighbor allow his friend, or I guess it's not really his friend then, why would he allow his other neighbor to put something that's damaging him at the edge of the field? So they're going to assume that it's one person's that's putting, for example, mustard next to wheat or things like that. So therefore, because they're going to have, there's going to be marasayin, they're going to think it's all one person's field, because why would neighbors allow each other to do such a thing and damage? Therefore, one is not allowed to do that. But one is allowed to put this chardol and charia next to a field of vegetables, because mustard and safflower do not damage a field of vegetables, rather they just damage grain. Now the next case in the Mishnah is even within your own field. V'soymich labur, so a person is allowed to put the Rav's mashma, any types of two different vegetables, one on one side of the boor. A boor is a barren, unutilized part of the field, vilanir, or anir is a plowed portion of the area, plowed part of land. Also, there's nothing growing on it now. Vilagofa, gofa, we had this in Demai, which is a set of stones without any concrete or things like that, that's just made into a stone wall. Viladerech, so the Rav says a derech is a derech hayochid, it's a non-public roadway that's mafsik between a person's two fields. Vilagoder shehu gavoya asar tfachim, and a fence that's higher than 10 tfachim. That also, you can have two different grains, one going on one side of the fence and one going on the other side of the fence. Now, the width or the length, however you're going to call it, of the fence has to also be, according to the Rash, Nushalmi, so he says that the width has to be 4 tfachim. However, the thickness of this fence does not, it can be very minimal. We're going to see soon there's going to be a difference between this and something else, but the thickness, that does not have to be thick at all. It can be very, very thin. Because the main thing is it's a hecker. It's noticeable that there's a chilik between the two sides of the field from this fence. Vilacharitz, and a ditch, shu omik asar v'rochav arba, and a ditch that's 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide. Uli ilon, vila ilon shu mesech ala aretz, and in ilon we have this in Peah, where you have a tree that the branches of the tree spread out and hover over onto the ground, where when they stick out and hover over on the ground, the end of the branches are less than 3 tfachim off the ground. So if there would be different plants underneath the tree, one is allowed to then plant different types of species on the other side of where the branches are hovering over onto the floor. So one species right under the tree, beneath and before where the branches stick out, and then a different species can be right after where the branches are hovering out. And also a stone, a rock that's 10 tfachim high, and here it needs to be 4 wide. Now we said by a fence, it did not have to be 4 wide, it can be anything, and the Taisi Santav explains that by a fence, everybody knows the purpose of the fence, it's a hecker, was put there specifically for that very reason, so therefore by a fence you don't need 4 tfachim, but a stone, since it wasn't put there for any specific reason, or it's not so nicker, therefore in order to make a real separation, it has to be 4 tfachim wide.